There's a question online from Delta State. Precious. This is Precious. Shalom, sir. I am a woman and a Sunday school teacher. How do I go about it? Because by His grace, God is really using me. I want to do my water baptism from Ogborode, Delta State. Lastly, please, sir, throw more light on Trinity. I told my husband that there is nothing like Trinity, but only one God. He said I should convince him with scriptures. Praise God. Sorry, the first part of your question, let me read it again. The first part of your question. You are saying that I'm a woman and a Sunday school teacher. How do I go about it? What do you mean by that? How do you go about it? I should teach you how to teach in Sunday school or what? Maybe you make your question a little clearer. Maybe you want to find out whether you are in the perfect will of God to be a Sunday school teacher. If that Sunday school teaching, because there is nothing in the Bible called Sunday school. It's a creation by individual churches to take time to study Bible in a particular depth. So they call it a school. So, if you have to sit where there are men and women, and the woman stands to open the scriptures to teach concerning salvation, the Bible forbids a woman to do that. So if your Sunday school is maybe going to the children's church to take care of the children, even in this church, we have more women in the children's department, the church, than men there. That is the best place for a woman to be. But to stand and teach where there are men and women according to the due order, a woman is not permitted. Then, concerning Trinity, and you say, God is using you so much in Sunday school. I don't know what you are teaching, sister, in Sunday school. Now God is using you so much until you cannot convince your husband about the first thing you should know when you come to Christ. For the first commandment that is given to Israel, hear, O ye Israel, the Lord your God, He is one. And every preacher, this is the foundation of our faith. Knowing who God is. If you're a preacher, you must be able to present the God you are representing properly. If you don't know Him, for upon this rock of that knowledge, I build my church. And the gates of hell cannot prevail. So when you say, I should show you scripture where Trinity is wrong, I think rather, Sister Precious, that's your name, rather you are the one to show me where there is Trinity in the Bible. Because everywhere we see in the Bible is one God. So which scripture will I give you again? The picture you see from all the scriptures you read is that God manifests Himself in three offices, not three personalities. The one God of Israel is our Father above, that came in the Son for the purpose of redemption, kinsman redeemer, to pay the debt we owed, to pay the price of redemption. And when He finished paying, He leaves. The same God that came in the Son now comes as the Holy Ghost to dwell in those He has purchased through the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It's one God in three offices for our salvation works. Not three persons in one God. Nothing in the Bible supports it. Nothing like that. For God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. That scripture should even settle it. God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. This is my beloved son, in whom I well pleased. Offerings and sacrifices thou wilt not, but a body have I prepared for myself, so that he can step from eternity to time. That's why he is called Emmanuel. For in him dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Hallelujah. Call him the image. Jesus is the image of the invisible God. When you see me, you see the Father. Now, Bible that they quote so. When you see me, you see the Father, Philip, in John 14. Why do you then say I should show you the Father? I've been so long with you, you don't know me, Philip. When you see me, you see the Father. The Father and I are one. And yet he will say, the Father is greater than me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So that you won't limit the creator of the heavens and the earth as that man that is eating in the Galilee and they are kicking him and he's hungry and he's sleeping and they are killing him. It's a mystery we need to understand. And Apostle Paul summarized it in 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16. He said, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. Can we read it? Some people don't know the Bible. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. And without argument, Trinitarians, without controversy, he says it's a mystery. And great is that mystery of godliness. What is the mystery? God was manifest in the flesh, called Emmanuel, justified in the spirit. When? At water baptism. This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory, and everybody saw him going. Who was that? God in manifestation. The one God in manifestation. And there is no argument about it. Let's clap our hands for our God now. God bless you. Yes, sister was asking a question.
Sir, please, I'm a bit confused concerning this sighting of a thing. I've heard some pastors say that if you don't pay your tithes, you won't go to heaven. Yes. And
Can you mention any pastor that says it?
Pastor Deboye.
Thank you.
He said it. And even Living Faith.
Shalom, sir.
Said it that anybody that does not pay tithe is under a curse. And from my understanding about Malachi, I was thinking that the Malachi was referring to the priest, not the members, as I understand. So I want you to please help me, because it's really bothering me.
Because you don't pay your tithe.
I pay my tithe, sir.
And you are risking going to heaven. Why is it worrying you now? I don't fornicate. So if I read Bible, fornicators will not go to hell. It don't concern me because I know I don't fornicate. So you are afraid because you don't pay your tithe. So when a great man of God mentioned that, fear catch you. You see? Listen very, very well, church. Listen very, very well. This is where many people miss it. When you come to Christ, listen. I put it this way, I've said it several times. There are two lines of revelation you must know and walk by for you to be a complete Christian. When you come to Christ, there are the benefits of Calvary. There are principles in the kingdom. When you come to Christ, you come into a kingdom. And there are the principles that we are to walk by to enjoy our life on earth here. And there is also the divine agenda of salvation. Apostle Paul put it this way in verse 20 of Ephesians chapter 2, where he mentioned Christ. He said, we are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. He said, Christ being the corner, the chief cornerstone. When he says the chief cornerstone, that is, in that building called the church, spiritual church, Christ determines when you should bend. If not, go build the go. You don't go know when to bend. And that is what is referred to the junction of time, somebody is saying, otherwise known as, you know, the various church ages. Now, so there are people that are supposedly giving their life to Christ and know nothing about how God is moving so that they can move with Him. And because they are unable to know how God is moving, they are not able to know when Scripture is fulfilled. You see, in Luke chapter 4, he went to the temple and picked. A book was given to him. We know the story. And he opened to the book of Isaiah. He actually opened Isaiah 61, the first two verses. And he began to read it. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to heal the brokenhearted, and then to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he stopped in that part of that verse. Because that verse continues with, and the day of vengeance. But he didn't go further to complete. He just stopped at the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book. And they were wondering why he didn't complete it. And they were looking and he said, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your eyes. Which one? There is the day of the Lord and there is acceptable year of the Lord. And there is the day of vengeance. So, but now he's preaching salvation. That is why Apostle Paul told Timothy that he should study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2:15 says so. Now you must be able to rightly divide the word of truth. Now there are people that are just Christians and know nothing about God's divine agenda for salvation. And they will be here and the Antichrist will manifest before the rapture will take place and they will not know that rapture has taken place. And they themselves want to go to heaven but they don't even know what qualifies you to go to heaven. Then there is the other group of Christians who are born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, but know nothing about the God's principles for the kingdom to live a fulfilled life. They are born again, but you see them living miserable and struggling life because they will not follow the principles. He says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Now, there is the principle for prosperity in the kingdom. And that principle for prosperity is there. And that is what many preachers have hijacked, misrepresented, and used it for their own gain. So, now, one of the principles that God put in His kingdom, both in the Old Testament In fact, it was in the Old Testament. It was there is the principle of giving. And there are various offerings that you give. Now, knowing that there will be the temple, knowing that there will be among the children of Israel, there will be poor among you, he set up, he gave a law for tithes. The tithe was supposed to be meant to take care of the orphans, the priests, the Levites who were in the temple, the stranger, and the widow, and who again? Four or five groups in the temple. That is what the tithe was meant for. That is, it was meant to take care of the need for the ministry, the need for the kingdom. And I always say those who fight tithe, that there's nothing like tithe in the New Testament. I said, don't we still have needs? Do we still have orphans? Do we still have strangers? Do we still have widows? Do we still have ministers at the altar? After all, Apostle Paul said, it is written, they that walk at the altar, they eat from the altar. And what is altar? It's from the offerings of the people. And so, all those, advocates, what do you call them? There is one popular one. Something Freeze. Dr. Freeze. Something like that. He is not a preacher. What actually is happening is that they have seen what men of God are doing with these tithes. And so, they are just revolting. And I'm happy that they are revolting. Because people have commercialized the gospel, taking scriptures to their advantage instead of the progress of the work of the Lord. But that does not remove the fact that God put that in his kingdom to meet the needs of the ministry. Now, this is what I want to say. There is also the principle for divine health. There's the principle that makes us to be prayerful. That's why we are here in the night now. It's a principle that if you don't pray, you will receive nothing from God. We put it, if you need anything, you must ask. He knows your problem. But he will not answer, he will not give you what you need until you ask. It's a principle. Until if you are so weak and his mercy wants to touch you, he will not put your burden on somebody else to pray to him so that he will bless you. It's a principle. Now, but this principle have nothing to do with your soul. Whether you pay your tithe or not has nothing to do with your eternal destination. The only thing it affects you, if you are not a giver, if you don't bring offerings, you don't remember God in showing appreciation, because there are laws that say you should honor him with your substance. You should thank him. You should praise him. You should show gratitude. And you always say, I love Jesus. I love Jesus. You don't demonstrate your love for God by just living a pure life, a clean life. I love my wife. I love my wife. Therefore, I will not touch another woman. Is that all? I demonstrate my love by the things I do for her. I give her gifts to show I love her. And because of the vow I have exchanged for her, I cannot go and touch another woman. But whether I go and touch the woman or not, whether I give her something or not, I'm still her husband. But I'm not showing her love, but she's my wife. To make her my wife, it's not determined, make her remain my wife, it's not determined by the Ngolodia I buy for her. But the gifts I give her, that's not what makes her my wife. What makes you go to heaven is not your tithe. But you will go to heaven, but you will live on earth here a miserable life. You will not prosper. There will be no joy. Every day will be battle, because what is supposed to give you peace? Listen, if a man's way pleases the Lord, can you see it now? Hallelujah. He maketh it to be at peace, even with his enemy. But it does not affect your soul. William Branham summarized it this way. He said, one filled with the Holy Ghost can still run mad. But he has the Holy Ghost, but he can still run mad. He said, because that demon of madness is only affecting the flesh. It cannot affect the soul. I saw that clip that the Adeboye made that statement that they should go and tell their people that if you don't pay your tithe, you will not go to heaven. No, there's nothing in the Bible that supports that. There's nothing in the Bible that supports that. This is the condition to go to heaven. Christ in you. Colossians chapter 1 verse 27. The hope of glory. This is the condition for the rapture. Can we read it? Romans chapter 8 verse 11. For the grave to open for you to come out on the resurrection day. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead, and that is the Holy Ghost, if it dwells in you, he didn't say if you pay your tithe regularly, he that raised up Christ from the dead, that same spirit that was in Christ, that raised him from the dead, shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. There is nothing concerning resurrection that has to do with your tithes and offerings. Nothing like that. Praise the Lord. But you will live. Hallelujah. I give you example of two people in the Bible. Lazarus and Abraham. Abraham, anytime you see him making sacrifices to God, when God came to him. And so he was blessed. He had cattle. He had up to 300 servants he was feeding in his house. Anytime God come, he will come, he will quickly go and kill something and offer to him. And he is known to be so blessed. But we didn't see anywhere God ever visited Lazarus. Until everywhere was wound, poverty, so that he could not even buy cream. Poverty, so that now one rich man place, he go, when they eat, the crumbs are falling, he go chop from there like dog. But he was a seed of God. How do I know? When they die finish, where Abraham was, is where he too got there. But when the two of them will give their testimony, Uncle, Abraham will say, I had everything. I was comfortable. Lazarus will say, brother, I suffer. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's why I pity people. I look at you who don't pay your tithe. I will not look at you and I'll be pitying you. Because it's lack of revelation. When devil want to keep you perpetually under serious struggle. Amen. You will see. You can't compare yourself with Brother Cosmos Maduka. You heard him. He has arranged his company in such a way that he gets salary from the company. And he says he pays salary, pay tithe from his salary. Monkey. And he says, at the end of every year, he will calculate his profit after he has paid his tax for all that group of constituents, group of companies. Then, government don't take it home, tax everything from it again. You say, oh yeah, pay tithe for the group of companies and pay the tithe. And you know what? He said anytime he's paying that tithe, other directors and other management, they'll say, all this. He told me, he said, you'll be looking at them. All you know is that you see businesses coming from left, right, up and down. You don't know what I am doing that is attracting these businesses to come. That's revelation. That's revelation. He started his business with 200 naira and he's everywhere now in billions. Until with his mouth. I think he said he's among the very few that can just collect loan without collateral. That is, don't call any bank. At least, can you give me 1 billion naira? Yes, sir. When do you want it? Just sign this paper for us. That's no, they don't do meeting for him. There's a name they give that category of business people. And yet, he doesn't miss paying his time because he caught a revelation. And he doesn't joke with it. And so, my own is to preach the benefits. If you like. And I won't stop praying for you. If you come, the chop finish, devil scatter you, you come. The pastor pray for me. Even when I hear, because I have prayed for so many people as I'm laying hand on you, I will hear, it doesn't pay tithes. I hear several of them, especially in this church. And I will just look at you. I go smile. Some. Now, vex and the vex don't make me just smile. I'm not going to tell you. You stay here now. Do you need another sermon specially for it? It's in the Bible. There is no Christian that doesn't know about the law of tithe. So, we should waste our time talking about tithe. I will just look. Sometimes when you go finish, now Jerry had the thing. Because Jerry, the Sunday, I said, Jerry, you know what this one they suffer? You know they pay tithe. You go finish. Because there's a way I will tell you, you think I need your money. That's why in this church, we don't get tithe register. If you like, pay. If you like, no pay. I only have an obligation to teach you. Because not the only tithe, people know they pay, know they hear us. There are other more serious things than tithe paying. In the church, sitting there in the church, Bride Assembly Church, there are fornicators. Fornicators. And with fornication, they go carry their tithes after sleeping with a girl. Where are you going? You're going to pay your tithes. Praise God. Amen. I have told God to do something in this church. Father, what are you waiting for? If you sleep with any woman, or you thief your master money, or you go gossip anybody, as you enter church, you want to sit down, the seat will shift come out. You want to sit down again, it will shift to come out. If you sit down by force, he will throw you, go to tumble like this. Then we go say, sister, confess. Sister, confess. That is what we shall know, say, in our church with this now. That's when I will know, say, hey, in our church with this. Oh, this one, we fornicate again. And then they jump past. They come, finish. But here, the church, they're here. 419, they come here. Praying for God to bless their business. 419, praying for God to bless their business. Anybody standing against my 419 progress? What are you waiting for? That, Pastor. Take. Praise the Lord. I don't want to now. If you not say you and your boyfriend sleep with you, give you money, don't come and put it here this night, oh. If you tip your master money, don't come and put it offering at the offering, but keep it. Oh, don't. Oh, you don't know where you are. Oh. A brother from Ghana, I think it's Ghana, one of these countries, or Togo, yes, from Togo. He came here a few weeks ago. I was telling him that there is a conch. The church, they belong there. He's even an elder in the church. But they know him to be a super 419. I'm sorry, drug. It's a drug baron. He said he was watching us one day from Togo. He saw that brother dancing here. He told me, he said, yeah, I hope that the man be this. He said, the next week he saw the man in the church. So Bill, I said, I saw you somewhere. I saw you in a bride assembly. He said, oh, that church. Anytime I'm in Nigeria, that's where I go. The brother said he told his wife, if true, this man went to that church, hearing what they're saying in that church, and he's still going to do cocaine business, he told his wife, watch and see, the end of his business has come. He said, he don't reach 1 month, they catch him. He said, the man is in prison now. He told his wife, did I not tell you? He was dancing here with cocaine money and coming to drugs. For this altar, you just say, now regu this altar there. Having a control this altar there. Having a worry this altar there. Because your eye never opened to see anything around this altar. That's why you just say anyhow. Amen. And I say we never collect offering. Pastor Francis, now don't collect offering. You know, it's because of offering some pastors don't talk. I go talk. It's for your own good. I want your soul, not your pocket. That's the truth. And I want you to come here and progress. There's a grace here. You can't come here and remain the same. There's a God we serve here. God must have a place that he can announce to the whole world, this is the place in whom I am well pleased to dwell. Let this church also be among them. So we'll tell you the truth. Sister Anna, you make me talk so much like this about tithe. If you like, pay. If you like, don't pay. I have told you, there's nothing like that. Tithe, no cost. The only cost that will come upon you is frustration. Is up and down. Because the blessing of giving, you've denied yourself.
Sir, one more thing. Like you said, the principle of prosperity, you understand, is giving. So I want to know the benefits of tithing and...
Is it not giving? It's tithing, not giving.
That's what I want to know. If you give tithe, if you give out, maybe you reach to the poor, the needy, and all that. Do you still go through that cost of not paying that tithe? No, I understand.
Okay, do you know that it's a scripture that says, he that stoppeth his ear to the cry of the poor, he himself will cry and will not be heard. Okay, you know that scripture. Now, if you know that scripture, listen, if you know that scripture, and you see a poor person crying to you to help, and you confirm that person needs that help, and you refuse to help, and you go, do you know you are carrying a curse already? Because very soon, you will cry, and nobody will answer you.
That's what I'm saying.
Now, I'm coming. I'm using that as an example. Now, let's go to Proverbs chapter 3. Now, look at this scripture again. Look at this scripture. Proverbs chapter 3, from verse 9. What does it say? Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. When you do that, what will happen? So shall thy barns be filled with what? Plenty. And thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Now read that scripture reverse. Now the opposite of that scripture. If you don't honor the Lord with your substance and the first fruit of thy increase, if you don't do it, what will happen? So shall your barns be dried. Poverty will follow you. So if you don't pay your tithe, the truth about it is, what is a curse? When they say curse, curse, curse. Curse is that negativity will follow you. That's the truth. If you don't give, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I shouldn't be talking about giving. Everybody, prosperity preachers have combed the scriptures everywhere by the benefit of giving. So I shouldn't waste too much time on that. Yes, brother.
Shalom, church.
Yes.
It's about the name.
About the law.
Name. That is,
name.
Yeah. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. It says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. So my question, if you come for Hebrew, the original name of Jesus Christ is Yahushua, and that means I am he who saves, self-existence. Now, Jesus, now I have asked several pastors, what is the meaning of Jesus? Some will tell me Savior, so we say they don't know. So my question like this, how can a name that don't have similar meaning with the original name, how can it save the world? When the original name is, I am he who saves, self-existence, Yahushua.
How can it? The answer is very simple. The manifestation is the interpretation. At the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee bows. And every day we see it. The kingdom of darkness, or when we are conducting deliverance, in the name of Jesus, they will say, stop, don't call that name. So that lets us know that that name is the name of the creator of the heavens and the earth. I think that settles it. Yes, sister?
Praise the Lord. Sir, please, I want you to explain one portion of the Bible to me. Revelation 7 from 5 to 8. I want to understand
Revelation
why...
Revelation 7.
Yes, sir. From 5 to 8. I want to understand why the name of Dan is not in the line of those 12 tribes of Judah. They used Manasseh to replace Dan. So I want to understand why.
Praise God. The history is long ago. Amen. I think I've taught on this before. When I beg, along, there's an offense they committed that they had to replace them with the children of Joseph. Let me just put it in a nutshell. But Ezekiel saw them in the millennium. They were restored. All of them were restored. It was just as a punishment to them, but they were restored. For the gift and calling of God is without repentance. Complete. They were all complete in the millennium. Yes, that's a nutshell. Yes.
Praise the Lord, church. Pastor, my question goes to the book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 35. But let me read from 34. He said, then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this thing be, saying, I know not a man. 35. And the angel answered, and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of Man.
Yeah. Son of who?
Son of God, sorry, sir. Son of God. Now my question goes is, who is he referring as holy thing?
It's Christ.
And if Christ, can the Bible refer as Christ as a holy thing?
It's English language now. Was the angel speaking English to her? The importance is that it is holy. Whether it is a thing or not. Is it grammar you are speaking? You know what it's referring to now. The thing that will come up that you don't understand, anything you don't understand, do you call it he or she? Something you don't understand, do you call it he or she? Answer me.
No, sir.
Eh?
No, sir.
What will you call it?
A thing.
A thing. Did Mary know what was coming up inside of her? So that thing, where they say, which thing they happen? Which thing they happen? That thing is Son of God. She cannot.